Hi, friends. I'm Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. Well, let's read what happened right after the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. And the book of Acts, which we will start today, picks up where the Gospels end and takes us into the birth of the church, the continued ministry of the disciples, and the conversion and first years of Paul's ministry as well. This is the book that answers the questions, so then what happened and what do we do now? After reading the Gospels the last 16 months, we knew that season was ending and it was time to finish this podcast well. The feed isn't going anywhere, don't worry, and you can go back and listen to any version of the Gospels at any time. And who knows what might pop up on this feed in the future, but what better way to end this beautiful year and a half long project than to see what happened after Jesus ascended into heaven and the Holy Spirit came down. Make sure you take a little time and listen to Monday, April 29th's episode of the That Sounds Fun podcast, all about the book of Acts with Pastor Kevin Queen, pastor of the pod and pastor of my church, Crosspoint Church here in Nashville. It will lay an awesome foundation for you as we go into this book for the first time. I know many of you have listened to the Gospels at some point since January of 2023, and you are back with us to finish this experience together. We are so glad you're here. My challenge to you, commit to finish this month, this whole project with us. It's just 28 days, and I wonder how your life might be different by the end of these days. 1 month up close, seeing the Acts of the Apostles and the power of the Holy Spirit, we will not be the same. We say often that you don't have to be in the Gospels every day to be changed, but every day you are in the Gospels will change you. And it's true about any book in the Bible, actually, and I promise it is true about Acts. This month, I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, the NLT, and I'll be reading one chapter a day for 28 days. We'll officially end on May 28th, and you'll need a confetti popper that day, so go ahead and get one now. We have a couple of resources for you besides this daily podcast. We have a free reading guide you can download at anniefdowns.com/gospels. And we'd love to hear what stands out to you each day. So you can go to Let's Read the Gospels on Instagram. That's a great place to connect with us, connect with each other as we are chatting through one chapter a day. And also, we're on YouTube. If you would rather watch than listen, you can do that at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/anniefdownstsf. So here's how this works. I'm going to read one chapter to you today. You can listen or watch and read along in your own Bible. And then I'll maybe reflect a bit on what we read and then I'll pray. And that's it. So today is day one and I will be reading Acts 1 in the New Living Translation. Acts 1. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times. And they are not for you to know, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, a distance of half a mile. When they arrived, they went to the upstairs room of the house where they were staying. Here are the names of those who were present: Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. During this time, when about 120 believers were together in one place, Peter stood up and addressed them. "Brothers," he said, "the scriptures had to be fulfilled concerning Judas, who guided those who arrested Jesus. This was predicted long ago by the Holy Spirit speaking through King David. Judas was one of us and shared in the ministry with us." Judas had bought a field with the money he received for his treachery. Falling headfirst there, his body split open, spilling out all his intestines. The news of his death spread to all the people of Jerusalem, and they gave the place the Aramaic name Akeldama, which means field of blood. Peter continued, "This was written in the book of Psalms where it says, 'Let his home become desolate, with no one living in it.' It also says, 'Let someone else take his position.' So now we must choose a replacement for Judas from among the men who were with us the entire time we were traveling with the Lord Jesus. From the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us, whoever is chosen will join us as a witness of Jesus' resurrection." So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they all prayed, "O Lord, you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas in this ministry, for he has deserted us and gone where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and Matthias was selected to become an apostle with the other 11. That is Acts chapter 1 in the NLT. And again, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the conversation with Pastor Kevin. We'll link it in the show notes below, where he talks about this is the last time they ever cast lots for anything, because in the next chapter, you'll see tomorrow, the Holy Spirit comes and we don't have to cast lots anymore because we can get direct direction from God. And I am so thankful for that. So let's pray together as we start this book of Acts. Jesus, we're really grateful for this continued story of what happens in your ascension and what happens here on earth with your disciples afterwards. Thank you for this book. We've asked that you would give us the ability to stay, to finish it together, to hear every chapter and to experience the Holy Spirit just like the disciples. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.